good day, and the blessings of the Lord may they fall upon you. Please join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come today with a grateful heart for all that you have done, for all the many, many blessings that we have received that we have not earned. They're free gifts from you, and we thank you so much for it. And Lord, while this earth and this country, this community faces this terrible pandemic, we just pray, Lord, that Christians are getting on their knees. They're seeing this as a wake-up call to all of us. Getting on their knees, praying, asking for forgiveness, changing their ways that you may heal our land. And Lord, we know that there's people ill in this church. We pray that you will put your hand upon them. You are the great physician. You can heal. You can cure. You can restore them to health. And we pray, Lord, with faith, that you will do just that. Lord, we pray that you'll bless this church and put the whole armor of God around each and every member. And Lord, help them that they would be protected from this pandemic. And Lord, that their families would remain healthy and see the joy in Jesus. Let the peace that passes all understanding descend upon us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The lesson today is on encouragement. And the point of the lesson is that encouragement strengthens relationships. Let us read the scripture of the day. Acts, verse 26 and 27 and 28. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he assayed to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that the Lord spoken unto him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus, in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And now Acts 11, verses 21 through 24. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. This scripture and our study today concentrate upon the relationship between Paul and Barnabas. These great heroes of our faith had a lifelong relationship in soul winning for Jesus. The lesson uses these two great men as an example to all of us of the value of encouragement to strengthen relationships with others. To encourage others is to show we care and is incredibly helpful to those that give and to those that receive. It will probably be helpful to provide the setting for this relationship before we get into the scripture. The authorship of Acts is often credited to Paul because the book primarily tells the story of Peter and Paul. However, most Bible scholars credit Luke for this important work. Luke traveled many years with Paul and probably wrote Acts around AD 60 in Rome just before Paul's trial and death. The first mention of Saul is found in the account of Stephen, the first martyr. Saul's role in this event helps explain the later relationship with Barnabas. In the early church, The apostles were responsible for the daily administration of the church. These duties took time away from their real commission, which was the preaching of the word. Acts 6, verses 3 and 4. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among ye, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And in verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. And that is why he was chosen to administer the affairs of the church. And he created other great messages. And Acts 7:51-60, Stephen's martyrdom and the first mention of Saul in Acts is, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. He said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon Jesus and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he said this, he fell asleep. Stephen's cry reminds us of the Lord, saying, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let us now consider Saul, that we may better understand the impact that Barnabas had on his life and all of Christendom right up to today. Saul came from an influential Jewish family from Tarsus, a university town with tremendous Greek influence. He was well educated, and he was a Roman citizen. Please note that all of these attributes served him well in his later ministry and his missionary journeys. However, he was best known as a Pharisee that used ruthless treatment to Christians and persecution of the church. Acts chapter 8, 1 through 4. And Saul was consenting unto his death. Saul was consenting unto the death of Stephen. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. God uses even terrible events like this persecution to advance his gospel, his word. and more people are saved. Acts 9, 1 and 2. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if they found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. Saul, eager to persecute. And the results, Christians scattered throughout the world, the whole known world at that time, preaching Jesus Christ and the resurrection. That leads us to the Damascus Road. And as he journeyed, and this is found in chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city. It shall be told thee what thou must do. So here on the Damascus Road, Paul had a vision. All he saw was a light, and it blinded him. Tossed him from his horse, and he lay on the ground. And Jesus spoke to him, and Paul said, Lord, what would you have me do? The Lord sent him into the city. The city was Damascus. In verse 10, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. Boy, if the Lord calls us, we need to be that prompt to answer. Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive the sight. And then Ananias answered, and I might add with some reluctance, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. The fear of Paul abounded throughout the known world at that time. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. He is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way, obedience, without hesitation. Ananias went. Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 17. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel, this is Paul speaking, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many, my equals, in mine own nation. being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. With a bolt of light, Saul becomes Paul. A life-changing event. A world-changing event. Praise the Lord, for Paul brought the gospel to the Gentiles. A Gentile is anybody that is not a Jew. Saul, meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus, changed everything. He was converted and became Paul, the missionary to the Gentiles. He preached Jesus Christ to the Jews in Arabia and Damascus. Acts chapter 9, verse 20 through 25. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And other that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. So here's Paul preaching the word of the Lord. He has to flee for his life and escape from those that would kill him. He then traveled to Jerusalem, where he met Barnabas. Now Barnabas, whose real name is Joseph, is first mentioned in Acts chapter 4, verses 36 and 37. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus. Having land, he sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Here he is, a man, a great man, a generous man, wanting to put his treasure where his heart is, and that is with the Lord. The apostles renamed him Barnabas to fit his personality. He was, it says in the scriptures, counselor. That's also an encourager. And Barnabas was a tremendous encourager. Acts chapter 9, verses 26 to 28. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he assayed to join himself to the disciples. He tried to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas, the encourager, took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. Because Barnabas vouched for Paul, it encouraged Paul, but it also allowed him to participate with all of the Christians and with the apostles. He was accepted because of the advice of Barnabas. Acts 9:29-30. He spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. So he had a mission in Damascus. He had a mission in Antioch, and he was approached the Jews. Basically, they still did not have full faith in Paul. They were a little skeptical. So when they knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Verse 31, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and they were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. They sent Paul away. This had to be somewhat discouraging to Paul. And Barnabas was a true friend, and Barnabas helped Paul in tremendous ways. And that brings us to Acts 11:19-20. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. So here, the persecution of Stephen was seen by many, and they became saved through his message. And they went, and out of fear of the persecution, scattered throughout the Roman Empire. They went as far as Antioch, and they began preaching and converting people to Jesus Christ. Verse 21-24. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. A great revival was happening throughout the world because of the persecution to Stephen. Verse 25-26. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Paul. Barnabas needed some help. He went to Paul. He brought Paul back to Antioch. When he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Now, the first time Paul and Barnabas went and spoke together, Barnabas was the lead. He was the mentor of Paul. Then he intervened for Paul in Jerusalem, encouraged him, and started a relationship that lasted the rest of their lives. Paul was in Tarsus. Barnabas was in Antioch and saw a great revival and needed the help. He went and got Paul and brought him back. Paul became the leader, the mentor, and Barnabas the encourager. Change our lives because Paul became the leader for the Gentiles. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. God be praised. Now next week, we will be speaking in Matthew 18. Forgiveness restores and strengthens relationships. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. We pray, Lord, that this message has been received, written on people's hearts, and Lord, that we learn to encourage others, young Christians, people starting out. Lord, let us be an encourager. Let us just help change the lives of people for the better and help them to be productive as Paul has been in leading people to Jesus Christ. Bless this congregation. Keep us all safe and healthy, and continue the love that we experience here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.